This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. He said both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said, India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with the King of Jordan, King Abdullah II, and conveyed India's deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security, and the well-being of the people of Jordan. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and America have launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continue to strike U.S. assets across the Gulf region, including in United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, after the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and top Iranian officials. On the other hand, Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. During a Pentagon press briefing yesterday, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared that America's mission is to destroy Iran's missiles, navy, and deny Tehran nuclear weapons. Indian carriers have undertaken calibrated arrangements to their schedules, with long-haul and ultra-long-haul operations being progressively resumed through alternative routings that avoid restricted airspace. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said that Indigo Airlines has planned 10 special relief operations from Jeddah to India for today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers. India and Canada have exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, in New Delhi. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that 19 people have died in the explosion of SBL Explosives Company in Katol block of Nagpur district on Sunday. As many as 17 injured workers are undergoing treatment in hospital and the condition remains critical. Nagpur police have registered an FIR and 11 of the 21 company directors, including the managing director, have been arrested. According to him, families of the deceased will receive 75 lakh rupees from the company, 5 lakh rupees from the state government and 2 lakh rupees from the central government. The injured are being given 25 lakh rupees by the company. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, inaugurated the new office of the ministry at the General Pool Office Accommodation, Netaji Nagar, in New Delhi yesterday. On this occasion, Dr. Mandaviya expressed confidence that the well-planned and functional workspace would enhance efficiency, coordination and synergy in implementing key initiatives related to sports development and youth affairs. Reserve Bank of India has informed that India's current account deficit has moderated to $30.1 billion or 1% of GDP in the period of April-December 2025 from $36.6 billion in the same period a year ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.